Welcome back. You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and that was Welcome from the album Seeds by the fantastic Canadian band Hey Rosetta, all the way from, now we've been practicing this all day, Kez, how do we say it?
Newfoundland?
Newfoundland? How do you say it? There's a special way of saying it, isn't it?
Yeah. Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
I'm pretty sure I said that. All the way from Newfoundland, Tim and Adam. It's close enough. Guys,
oh, the saying is that you understand Newfoundland. So that helps you say it.
I'm gonna remember
understand
that.
Understand Newfoundland.
Next time you guys come out here, I'll be an expert at saying Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
I still can't say it. Anyway, guys, let's get into it. Where does the name Hey Rosetta come from, and why did you guys choose it?
It's a reference to the Rosetta Stone, a sort of calling to that touchstone of knowledge and translation. And it was a long, arduous process picking a name, as I think most bands can attest to. But yeah, that one seems to work. It seems to say something, I think, about the band, maybe. I mean, do you know anything about the Rosetta Stone? Should I speak about that?
My Egyptian is not fantastic, but it's okay. Three languages on a big-ass piece of stone. It says something really important.
Well, actually, it doesn't say anything of much importance, but the fact that it is written in three languages enabled archaeolinguists to decipher the language of hieroglyphics. So up until that point, they were just pictures, and then they took that stone and basically developed a language, deciphered the language of hieroglyphics, and opened an entire world of Egyptian culture, the whole worldview and the whole system of truths. It's a pretty interesting thing, I think, just this one artifact that could do all that. So yeah, it's a calling to that.
A really awesome piece of information came to us just before we decided to do this interview. You guys were performing on a tram today, doing tram sessions. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was awesome. We hooked up with the tram session crew and got on a Melbourne tram and played three songs, driving around the city. People were getting on, getting off, getting into it.
Weird, you know, bells and noises screwing us up.
But yeah, a lot of jerking turns and We had the cello and the violin and everything.
I was about to ask that. We struggled to get the six of you into this fairly large studio. Was it difficult to pack you all into what are often quite already packed Melbourne trams?
It wasn't too bad. We made sure. I think the thing these tram session guys generally do is try to find an empty one, or a pretty much empty one. So we did. We jumped on the Bumblebee, and we pretty much settled right in. We had a nice little kind of operating space right away, so... Eventually, an elderly woman came in, and I actually stood up and gave her my seat while we were playing the song, which was kind of fun and challenging. But that was cool. Yeah, it worked. By the end of it, it was pretty crowded, but it wasn't too bad.
For those who are unfamiliar with Hey Rosetta, how would you define yourselves in your music?
Well, it began with songs. I had a pile of songs that I'd sort of been singing by myself and playing by myself around St. John's. Just felt pretty dissatisfied with that and wanted more dynamic and more sound. So I went looking for some players. At the core, I think it is almost singer-songwritery, but it's so much more than that. That was the whole point, I guess, you know, to really run the gamut and really have this huge palette of sound. So we have cello and violin and guitars, and sometimes they're soft and acoustic, and quite often they're very loud electric guitars, and we bass and drums, and there's a piano, and so we try to be really open to, you know, whatever the song might ask for. So it's pretty eclectic, but, you know, at the core, it's probably, you know, rock, indie rock, sort of maybe new music. I always find it very difficult to answer that question.
Yeah.
Especially succinctly, but anyway.
Now, talking about the music, your latest album is Seeds. It was released earlier this year. How does it differ from your previous releases?
We were just listening to an older record the other day, actually, because we put it out. We're just putting it out on vinyl now, so we had to approve it. But we had more time. I would like to think we were more experienced in the studio, so I think that shines through a bit. I think we knew how to get what we wanted a lot quicker and easier this time around in the studio. But I don't know, 3 years after... 3 years writing and playing will kind of do a lot. You'll grow a lot, and hopefully that shines through on the latest recording. So maturity, maybe? I'm not sure.
Now, it did take you guys 3 years to produce that record. Why did it take so long?
Well, I mean, it didn't actually take 3 years. It was three calendar years. Like, the one came out in 2008, the next one came out in 2011. But it came out February 2011, so, you know, give us a break, first of all. Second of all, we were really... I mean, touring almost the entire time. We did sort of give up touring, what was it, like November maybe?
Yeah.
And then we had about 2 months, 2.5 months to really sit down and really arrange the songs. Yeah. And, you know, been writing sort of as we go. I find it very difficult to write on the road. Like, you're very rarely alone and sort of still anywhere. You're always traveling and always hanging out and meeting great radio personalities like yourselves. Anyway, so, you know, it was a pretty hectic sort of 2.5 years. But, you know, hopefully we'll get back in the studio sooner this time. You know, we're definitely looking to start some recording this winter.
Have you been working on any new material for another album? Any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, I've been writing, you know, as we go along, trying. And we've been working on some stuff here and there, but we've had a lot sort of on our plate. We've been, you know, touring most of the summer and now preparing for this fall tour in Canada, and sort of learning a bunch of songs, sort of arranging them for the live show, some songs that we hadn't played before, and revisiting old songs and really trying to make that tour really special, you know, in Canada. And then right now we're actually in the studio in Melbourne here doing an acoustic EP, kind of revisiting some tunes off the Seeds record.
Okay.
We just got this American record deal, and they really wanted us to put together some acoustic versions, kind of like the one we played for their sort of purposes, I guess, in the United States. But I think it'll sound nice, so we're like, yeah, let's do it. And we're in a great studio here in Melbourne, and Sing Sing.
It's Sing Sing, yeah.
It's awesome.
What has been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
So many best and worst moments.
Yeah, really.
It's just a roller coaster.
I think most of us agree that our best Australian moment and maybe one of our best shows ever, most memorable shows, was at Pete's Ridge the first time we came over, about the Pete's Ridge Festival like 3 years ago. We played on New Year's Eve, and that was kind of magical.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
We were really rushed. We were late, and someone came like, you're on stage in 10 minutes, and we all ran, and we didn't have a sound check, and it turned out of this.
But it turned out, yeah, it was really incredible.
I really enjoyed playing. We got to play in Shanghai. We got to do some shows at the expo like a year ago, maybe. I mean, it was like disgustingly hot, but it was really, really surreal and totally different from what we usually do, playing for this crowd of Chinese people that were like just really happy to see us. They're playing. They never heard of us or anything. Just happened past. We're playing this outdoor stage. We did it like 3 days or whatever. And I just remember it was really fascinating just watching their faces. It was almost as if they'd never seen like a rock band before, and they're just delighted. And that's what you do it for, people to be delighted by it. So I really enjoyed that. Don't get us started on the worst moment, please.
Well, look, if you're not going to give us a worst one, can you at least give us an embarrassing one? Come on, the six of you, there must have been something really embarrassing that you'd like to share with us.
I know you got one, Tim, but I won't say it if you don't want to say it. Junctions.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right. So,
that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that was not bad.
That's years ago. You're over that.
Yeah. I've grown since. I've learned. Well, I was, you know, just hanging out of my house. I still live with my parents at this point. That was a long time ago. And I was having a cup of tea, sitting on, you know, the commode, the throne, doing my business, reading the paper, and I spilled scalding hot green tea, you know, no milk or anything to cut the temperature, directly onto my groin. It was extremely painful, you know, leapt up immediately, started splashing water all over myself. That night, that very night, we were playing a show, and this was a long time ago. This is, I mean, it was like one of the first sold-out shows probably that we played, yeah, in St. John's. Not only that, but sort of the Canadian MTV Much Music was actually filming the concert that night, and I could hardly move, and I had to have this like cold compress right over the jewels.
Oh, that would have looked
all
good.
Night, and so my pants were like wet. It looked as if I'd wet myself, and I was sort of hobbling. I took a lot of Tylenol or aspirin or whatever, and it worked out all right. But
it's a great story. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story.
Now, you guys are touring here in Australia at the moment. What can people expect when they come to see a Hey Rosetta show?
Six people crammed up on stage, awesome, sweating profusely. I don't know, you know.
It's hard to do it without sort of tooting your own horn, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a very
well. This is the time
question.
To toot it. Go for it.
Well, I mean, I think we do our best for people. You know, I think we lay it out on the line. You know, and it's pretty passionate. I think it certainly tries to be. You know, when it needs to be. But really, a lot of dynamic, up and down, and yeah, that's a tough question.
If people want more information on your shows, on your album, where can I go for it?
There's various places to go on the internet. HeyRosetta.com is our website. I know that one. There's a Facebook group or two or three, mm-hmm. no doubt. You can search Hey Rosetta! Exclamation point and find it there. Probably there's Twitter. I think it's just Hey Rosetta. There's MySpace, no doubt. Hey Rosetta, MySpace.com/Hey Rosetta, probably. So many things. Google it.
Just Google it.
Just
Google Hey Rosetta. Guys, thank you for coming and performing in the studio. Thanks for being with us, and hopefully we'll run into you on a tram somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.